Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting all alone over there. She's been through a lot. To you, she's a thought. All the guys only talk to her cause she's hot. She's feeling real low, no self-esteem. Bad home life, no friends to tell her anything. She hates the word trust, they used to be in us. Broken-hearted girls always falling for lust. Wants to hit rewind, go back in time. She looks to be happy, but she's barely getting by. No one asks her how she's feeling on the inside. Yeah, it makes no sense. No, it doesn't. Please stick around past all the men I love it. Tell her that she's special in every single way. She just wants to fly away like a bird in the day. She prays for a change. She wants to see the light. Build another strength so she can win the fight. Ignorance is bliss. Smarter than the news. Life throws at different doors, but she can't choose. Cause she's afraid of her past holding her back. All the times that she thought she finished last. No one by her side when she needed the most. Everyone comes, yeah, everyone goes. This is not the life that she chose. She always do the most. She got her own car, she got her own house. She might be broken, but she's ballin'. She don't understand the strength she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She don't understand the growth she's gained. Now she see the sunshine after the rain. She just wanna be the, she just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you, lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be the, she just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you, lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise.
She got that fight to water on her neck. Really know a city, but I know him, yeah. If he poppin'.
Bad attitude in the fix.
See, I can see you faking, girl. I know you really wanna fall in love with a player. I usually hit it like once and I see you later. But Cuban man is halfway on the escalator. Uzziah pimpin' and my grandpa alligator.
Here's my shoulder to lean on when things get hard. Oh, know they don't deserve you. Baby, they just tryna wear you hard. You need to move on. Go up the path, yeah.
Nah, real shit.
Girl, you want more than you know you are.
Signs are delivered,
brighter than the North Star.
Show me the way, jump in the whip. Get away from that shit.
Baby, let's get lit, baby, let's get lit, ay.
She just wanna be the, she just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you, lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be the, she just wanna feel right. Don't know why she can't even fall asleep at night. She don't wanna be you, lost or confused. Her pain displays more than a hickey or a bruise. She just wanna be the,
just wanna feel right. Cincinnati, turn up, Cincinnati anthem, go ahead and roll up. Cincinnati anthem, go ahead and smoke up. Cincinnati, turn up, Cincinnati, turn up, Cincinnati, turn up, Cincinnati, turn up, Cincinnati anthem, go ahead and roll up. Cincinnati anthem, go ahead and smoke up.
This money got me turned up, these jewels got me turned up, my J's got me turned up, my trap girl got me turned up. Drinking on this wine. All that black water, getting loaded and toasted, getting caught in the folded. I got a chick inside of me and she lied the way I'm rolling it. Ask me can I fuck with the money? No, you can't. I need that dough. So call up that K. You wanna smoke like a pro, like a flower.
This your boy Yo Gotti,
and your boy
Calico MLG.
Yeah,
y'all know what happened. Y'all niggas time up. What happened?
Yo, time up, you washed up. I got my guap up, my life I had to boss up. I kept it 100 from the beginning. Check the score, boy, now I'm winning.
Bitch, it ain't a secret. Hunting on the watch, I hope you fuck niggas peep. Don't scrap, I'ma keep. Run up if you want a bit. FN, chop a bullet, make him do a babble flip. See you hustling back a bit. Need to turn your grand up. Hollow head change. You need to step your shin up. Down 9 feet, $100 for Atlanta. You can follow the trail from the cushy, trying to fan up. Young nigga shit, tell them all here they tam up. It's all about a plan, we ain't never putting the names up. Young nigga shit, tell them all here they...
I have to, I will.
Thank you, Clark. Thank you for tuning in to Power Talk. I had to switch mics so my people couldn't hear me. If this is your first time tuning in, we played music for the first 30 minutes. We got 15 more minutes. And this is our special episode, Saluting Women in Business. I'm your host, the most, Mac Drama, and this is Power Talk. And this is a song by Amin Ra. It's called Remember Me.
I be wishing I can come, you be ready for it. No permission, none at all to be as bad as you are. Tell that nigga take a picture, it'll last long. I'm just trying to leave here with you for the last song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just had to pull up in the map, black shorty ass fat, he ain't never getting that back, yeah. Started on her feet with the tap tap, now she on the knees in the trap giving cash back, yeah. Pulled up, top off, I don't wanna show you, take a top off. Ass filled, but the tits knock off. Shit popped off and she got dropped off, yeah. Shoes off, socks off, penthouse, top floor. Been down, drop low, been down, drop low. You don't know what to do with her, you can just give her to me, yeah. Ain't like them niggas you need, nah. Girl, you gon' remember me. You keep that same energy, yeah. Bring it to a memory. Girl, you gon' remember me. Girl, you gon' remember me. All we can give you for the weekend. Tell me, let's be friends. Girl, you gonna remember me. Freaking, going off the deep end. Ain't no need to pretend. Girl, you gonna remember me. Now she chillin' with her knees up. Ask about a man, she get amnesia. She said she don't fucking need ya. Same way I feel about a feature. We out the country on a beast. She wear red bars, no sneakers. I try to tell her we the wave. She ain't believe me, not ceasing. I know you've been afraid, cause you've got dude in the way, yeah. Pulled up, top off, top off. I don't wanna show you, took a top off. Ass feel, but the tits knock out. Shit popped off, but she got dropped off, yeah. Shoes on, socks off, penthouse, top off. Been down, drop down, been down, drop down. You don't know what to do with her, nah. You can just give her to me, yeah. Ain't like them niggas you mean, nah. Girl, you gon' remember me. You keep that same energy, yeah. Bring it to a memory. Girl, you gon' remember me. Girl, you gon' remember me. All we can give you for the weekend. Tell you, let's be friends. Girl, you gonna remember me. Freaking, going off the deep end.
Faces, 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 faces
Kiki now. So please, they can come up off the crown. I told them I was gonna come up off the ground. Guess you gotta get lost before you found. Took a while, but you finally know the sound. Until I go, I'ma put on for my town.
I'm about yeah. Them blue faces, face faces, face faces.
Change the world, rise above. Black power, put your fist up in the air for Black power, cause you know we got that Black power, it's the melanin in your skin Black power, change the world, rise above lies Black power,
Black power, Black power
Black,
black,
rolling,
rolling,
stone,
stone,
number one.
Magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves on your surface, the diamond within. You build and destroy it like you mine within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within. She like my crypto, she an asset. Far from a bitch though, and her asset. So we on go, when we passing. Respect the talk, we ain't clashing. Respect the walk, loving the fashion. She bang with A, whiff without the rapping. Support the vision, now that's a best friend. Thick thighs, save lives. So you know I'm swimming in her like a great wide. Pac and John B or the Berry Wide. Either way, light switches going down tonight. Vibe so low, you make you wanna do live. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, the diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mine within. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl, you know you got that magic. You know you got that magic. Black girl magic, you got the power within. Your aura resonates, see you shining within. Love your curves and your surface, a diamond within. You build and destroy, it's like you mining within.
That's not living, mine. It's up to you to choose life. Tap into that magic, it's nothing you could do, right? Something like a coach, the way I help you move right. And when we up in the stool, we get that mood right. We get them tunes right. Wrote me a love letter, I love you too, ma. Happy Mother's Day, cause every day's Mother's Day. Karma get good when the mothers pray. Love and tender care in the mother's way. Black girl magic, it ain't no other way. When we bring it together, it'll be a better day. Don't sell yourself short, it's a better way. See, I take the game like an ace of spades, so it's no way we could ever fail today. Get your coins, stack your bread, then don't forget to pray. I know you spiritual, I know you conscious. You a queen, hate when they call you a bitch. Knowledge of self and you owning it. So natural and your body's a check. I peeped from your grin, you was classy with it. When I looked in your eyes, it was magic in it. Looked in your eyes, it was magic in it.
Occurred to me, the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I
I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated the plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run, but a brother like me's begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal. I'm going for that steal.
Word up, G, they're trying to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a good man down.
Got it, got me in the soap.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got it.
I grabbed his gun and he did what I said so. And every man, some man got served, along with the time they served, decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat, you better government.
Yeah.
My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check. They couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This is what it takes for peace, so I just took the peace. Black for black, it's my time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out to the ghetto, no sellouts. 60 O's we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars, got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice, right? Now I wanna get nice. I had 60 O's, and now it's 5 to go, and I'm serious. Call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows a tent. I got my steel in my right hand. Now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G word to the strap, man.
I'm looking for that fence.
Word, I got the 98.5C Professor Good for the S1s. Yo, Chuck, we coming, man.
As I ventured into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers bruised, battered and scarred but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number of dose, yes, and something close, I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was a S1W.
Yeah.
Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Yeah, the OG call. Y'all already know what it is.
Go.
Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Slossing in these streets like I got 'em. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama.
Hunting niggas down like a savage. Freezing going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can't stand it.
You know.
Damn my nigga we see had a kilo.
Kilo.
Damn I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent make your reload.
Click, click.
Just for my grips and my hunters.
Hunters.
Nickel garden with my bonus.
Yeah.
Watch ghost nigga eat like hustle. Pound sipping in and out of towners.
Messy.
Niggas round me finger itching. Pay the right mind nigga missing. Naked bitches missing in their kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm vicious. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossin' in these streets like I got 'em. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama.
Gettin'
to the wall like I'm Gucci. 10-17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga Throwback. The nigga paid to do it. Message to my jackets and my robbers. I can see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in the garden.
Come on.
Too legit like I'm Hammer. Hip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money, power, respect is what I stand on. Real nigga recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to the C. Cause you niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG, Matt, drama. OG, Matt, drama. OG, Matt, drama. OG, Matt, drama.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical, 2Ks, no Cs. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyons, OG Mac Drama.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska, driveway full of whistling on the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Swish!
What up? It's Dante Bacote. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo coming out of the UK. Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama. Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Bay, and you are now tuned in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, bringing you that indie fire. Drop that, baby.
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And your Earthling Jay.
And we are Ageless Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
You're tuned in to Next Level DJs, taking the game to a whole new level.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show on Wednesday nights, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama on Royal Thieves Radio. So keep it locked right here before you miss out.
This is OG Mad Ronald, and you're listening to the number one podcast for the true Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is? It's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned in with OG Mac Drama on the Power Talk show. Tune in.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You're now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
And now the special session of Power Talk.
First, I'm going to give a thanks to the one upstairs for allowing me to continue to be on this platform and be hopefully a purveyor of truth, justice, and the human way. I also want to thank my co-hosts, Jeffrey Lakes and Maddie M, and of course my assistant, Kay Styles. I want to thank everybody for life has been up and down. Regardless, you guys not been going through some health issues. I had 5 heart attacks in the past 2 years, but I'm doing very well. Last week, I went to Mexico to a wedding, and I was out salsa dancing, and I had fun. I want to say, like everyone else, I was on the edge of my seat waiting for the verdict in George Floyd a murder trial. That despicable cop, I'm not even going to mention the name, he was found guilty. Justice did prevail. And unlike what happened when it was O.J. Simpson, Rodney King, where people were divided, for the most part, regardless of whether you're a person of color or not, most of the country was hoping for a conviction. So that brought a breather. But the job is not due yet. I played a Public Enemy for a reason. They are a hip-hop crew that came out in the 80s, and they were really revolutionaries talking about civil rights. And it's a shame that Dr. King's message has still not been fulfilled. We still got some way to go, people. Y'all saw that footage of a 15-year-old girl who had a knife, caught the cops, and the cops shot her. A 15-year-old girl, what's she going to do with a knife? You're a cop. Take that from her. Shot her in the leg. And you know what? I can't be mad at the police. They're just doing what they're taught, what they're trained. And a lot of them come from combat areas, and they're thrown into urban areas, and the jihad becomes the urban people of color. It's not their fault. It's the system's fault. And so we got to change the system. It got to be changed from top to bottom. In case you don't know, the original police force in the United States were formed were posse to chase down runaway slaves, black people. And the process is still going on. So we gotta stop the way we did things and renew them. And with that, I'm gonna say we are now in what we call the digital revolution, which is about to get turned up. If you folks ever watched the movie Matrix, and you're like, wow, imagine a world like that. Well, the world is like that, kind of. There's something called blockchain technology that's going to be integrated into our very fabric of how we do business, like it or not. And I like to think that I'm a pioneer in the persons using that. There's a thing called NFTs, non-fungible tokens. I'm just going to throw terms out there. If you're really curious, Google them and learn about them. One thing about blockchain, it's going to prevent fraud. And NFTs are another part of blockchain. It will keep authenticity. The person who said they did that will be the owner. I am working on a project with Stanford University professors on something that's going to shock the music industry. It's basically going to do away with the distribution network as they are. They're going to have to adapt. The third right mechanical companies are going to have to close shop. They're not going to be needed, at least not the way they are now. They're going to have to revamp if they want to be part of this. And it's not my attempt to disrupt jobs and to displace any type of industry, but that's what disruptive technology do, and I am a disruptive person. So it is what it is. So people will have to learn to adapt, just like you have to learn black people are no longer the enemy, we are no longer slaves. Adapt, okay? We're not going back to Africa, at least not me. I'll go visit. I'm staying here where I'm from. Anyway, I want to say this is our quarterly episode of Women in Business. In case you don't know, I'm in the hip-hop industry. I am the Lucius Lion from Empire, based on me. He's part of the character. All I can say is in hip-hop, rap, most women are shown for their bodily gifts and not their gifts between their two eyeballs. And so I try to offset that by respecting women as I show men. Leaders, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, people doing it, making moves, making changes. It was my attempt to change the narrative. I'm just one person. But I just like people to know, I play music that what they call women the B word. I don't allow my artists to say that, but you know, it is what it is. Some women accept it. It's a song. But I like to let people know I come from a woman. I got 21 kids and I got 7 daughters, okay? And my daughters could go toe-to-toe with any man, any of their brothers. As a matter of fact, most of the people on my team that really influence me are the women that make things happen in my life, not the men. You know, I think I got male colleagues, but it's the women who move and shake. The president of my label, Lady V, is a female, of course. She's a lady. One of my advisors who's on this show today is a woman, LJ. I call her mom. She's my mom. I call her mom because she has a matriarchal spirit about her, you know, and I look up to her like that. You know, I'm older than her. My sister, Kay Styles, matter of fact, I'm going to let her be the first lady to go on because she's a female. And I met her in this new app called Clubhouse. It's like the party line, chat line with an iPhone. and has LinkedIn rolled into it, and a little bit of Twitter. It's a social media app where you can meet real people, real time. They got rooms talking about everything from Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, to music, to a woman gold diggers. I mean, it's every subject you can think of. They have room for it. It's very interesting. I met some great people from all walks and backgrounds. I met this one gentleman who works for a major sustainable renewable energy company, very huge, global. He came into one of my rooms to have the music, and he listened to the conversation where black people said, you know, we got to do this, that. And he came with a solution, something that he uses in his own business, and you could have heard a pin drop. And it surprised me, because I didn't think someone like that would be interested in what goes on and what affects my people. But it goes to show people do care and they are interested. We may all not look alike. We may not all talk the same language. We may not all worship or believe in the same God. I already believe in a God. But one thing we are all, it's a whole soul, human, and we have that thing in common, and we have the right to respect each other's right to exist. And so with that being said, I'm going to bring on my colleagues. Men, you know, sometimes we can get ratchet on the show because, you know, I don't care about censoring and I say what comes off. But we're going to respect that this is honoring women. So let's watch our language and watch our attitude. Maddie, I'm talking to you. And that being said, I'm going to bring on Maddie and say hello to my brother. What's going on, Maddie?
Yo, what's up? Hey, first of all, I'm good. Listen, I just want to say something before we get started. I know you respond to that. I just want to say, since you know, I take in homeless people and give them showers and shit,
yeah,
in my own personal home. Oh, excuse me for the language. Anyways, in my own personal home. So a great friend of mine, she's indigenous, and so we went and played chess constantly in my house. She died the other day.
I know.
So I just want
Annabelle.
And I just want to say,
yeah,
rest in peace, baby girl. And
yes,
I'll see you maybe or maybe not again. I don't know which way I'm going.
I'm sorry that you passed away, man. My heart goes out to you and everybody else, man. When you lose someone,
yeah,
it seems, you know, it could be.
I don't even know her last name, man. And and Tim, her husband's walking around with a street cart right now by himself, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. It's sad. Anyways, so I just want to say rest in peace, Annabelle. That's it.
Rest in peace, Annabelle. Thank you for sharing that. Maddie is my manager. He manages, he's very selective in the people he represents. He resides up in Canada and also Las Vegas. He's a good guy, a heartful guy. He's also a playboy guy. He got more women than women, but he treats them with respect. So none of them can say he's a bad guy. He just don't know how to keep one. And,
yeah,
and I've been married 5 times. He's slowly catching up. He's been married 3 times. He's my brother. He's a good friend, too. And I thank him for being here. Let's bring on Jeffrey Lakes, one of our other colleagues and partners. He's out of Los Angeles. What's going on, Jeff?
It's all good in the hood. How's it going?
Hey, what's
all
up,
right,
Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, I saw that post you sent me about Mick Jagger doing NFTs. It's interesting. Everybody's getting involved in it, but they're not doing what, you know, what I have in mind. They're just touching the surface. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. It's going to make my job easier with what I'm going to roll out. And I'll reveal it to you, Maddie, later. It's amazing. It's truly, truly amazing.
Hey, OG.
Yeah.
That's when I say that's what's up, it's about putting your spin on, you know, putting your spin on it. About 10 days ago, it came up that, you know, there was a moment of pause. There's a moment of pause in this space right now because a lot of people are looking to run out and basically you know, they're really testing the lines where, you know, where securities is concerned. You know, you're selling percentages of this, or you're selling percentages of
that.
Yeah,
everybody's trying to make money off of it. They think about the cryptocurrency part of it, but just which is okay.
Right.
But that's just a small portion of the overall technology. But go ahead.
Facts. So, you know, and you know, so then when you see that, when people see that, then they kind of run off the spot. No, don't run off the spot. Run to the lab and figure out a way to where it's clear you're not blurring the lines, but you're pushing the lines of innovation and creativity so far and so fast that you can differentiate yourself. This is an amazing branding platform. It's an amazing branding platform that I'm really glad to hear that you have a high level of enthusiasm and anticipation for, you know, stepping into that space. And, you know, it's going, you know, it's a great space, you know, and a complementary space when you get into a deeper understanding of various cryptocurrencies and the use of blockchain technology.
I'm a reader. So there's an article in LinkedIn, a lady named Aubrey Steinberg. She's editor at LinkedIn News. She said NFTs have one big problem. She said preserving artworks and objects might get a whole lot more difficult with the rise of NFTs and AI. That means artificial intelligence, argues Wired. That's a new Wire to discuss certain these technologies. Anyway, the process of authentication and verification risk becoming untenable when it comes to digital units of data, as lookalikes and copies can flood the market. Wired also raises a concern about the editing of historical documents to make them more pleasing to the eye, which disrupts historical accuracy. While NFTs arguably provide benefits for artists looking to break into the mainstream, preserving the work, which in turn gives it long-term value, is going to be a major challenge going forward. And I respond, so that may be true. Donnie said, but the benefits outweigh all that she just wrote about. You know what I mean? You know, that's a little creaks in the armor, you know? And let me see, where did my comment go? It didn't post there. Someone moved it. Let me see something. You know, I had to put my spin on it.
Yeah, I'm always leery of.
Hold on, let me read it. So I wrote into it, where's my comment? Let me get it right here. I said, that being said and done, the benefits still outweigh the aforementioned challenges. I'm in the music business, and I'm working on a startup with Stanford University professors involving ideas that's going to rock the music industry, disrupt the current distribution networks, and potentially cause the mechanical right third-party materials to not be needed. Stay tuned, and I am just touching the surface. And a guy named Stephen King, founding board member of CyberEd, says, go for it, but do you not see a social responsibility in here somewhere? And I'm gonna say, how should I respond to that? How come the white folks ask us something? Self responsibility never taken account. Now I'm trying to do something. You know what? I want to say, lucky lady, self responsibility, my butt.
Well. When you disrupt the status quo.
Tell me what to say. What shall I say, Jeff? I'm calling upon you.
Tell him, of course you do. Of course you see a social responsibility in it. You know, and then post three ducks next to your quote, meaning duck, motherfucker.
Watch your name. Well,
I'm sorry.
social. Response, I can't spell ability. Hope my spell check works. Oh, I just spelled right. And then what should I put? Two ducks? I don't know if I got emoji for that. Let me find something. You know what? But innovation and science will happen, if not by me, then by somebody else.
If
yeah,
I'm
like that.
This
but I guarantee it won't be your ass, man.
I'm gonna need about $5 million. You gonna fund it? I'm not going to venture capital. You're gonna fund it. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. You got all that money. You're going to fund it. It is what it is.
OG.
Yeah, go ahead.
OG. Yeah. Now this is what makes my blood boil.
Let me ask
if
this, then we get it on camera. Go ahead.
If I'm hearing this correctly, what we're seeing is people still expect for people to be submissive and to approach disruption respectfully. And memo to the untethered, it's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I am not coming to your house, guns blazing, to shoot you with a water gun. I'm not coming like that. I'm coming to blow the spot up. That's what disruptive innovation is about, people. And once you blow the existing landscape, it's amazing that they can destroy the music industry, the record industry, tear it down with technology, and that was okay. But now you have to be respectful. You have to have a social responsibility. As long as if you're not disrespecting intellectual property, if you're not, you know, the rights of the creators, if you're leveling the playing field, then that's social responsibility unto itself. That's the very nature of it. So to ask for a grown person to ask a third grade question brings, you know, it only highlights and underscores agenda. You know,
okay.
Tag me into your reply on that post if you go back in on LinkedIn. Tag me in. I want a piece of that.
Okay.
I want some of the smoke. I want some of the smoke.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me put this in there. I've just put it in LinkedIn. And I'll tag in. Okay, let's get on with the show now. As I said, we're honoring women in business today. We got several guests in. The first woman we're going to talk to is one of our own Kay Sal is my assistant. And she's my assistant, but she does other things. Hello, Kay Sal. Hello.
Hey, what's up, girl?
How you doing, honey, young lady? Introduce yourself to the people listening. Tell them who you are, what you got going on, and what you're doing, and tell them what you're doing as an entrepreneur in your life, please. As a woman in business.
Okay,
a woman of color in business at that.
Okay, Styles, and I help artists get BMIs and ASCAP and educate them about copyright music. And I do a little artist development as well. Right now, I'm on the paper stack where I'm trying to get some money so I can build my own studio in my house. And
okay.
I'm tired today. How y'all feeling?
I'm excited because I was like when we have the show because it's a change from the normal craziness of this business that we are involved in. Called entertainment slash music industry, and it's a chance for me to tell a woman, all women, those I know and don't know, that I respect them and I appreciate them, and I'm thankful for them. So I appreciate you. I know I could be a hard boss, but you know, I'm just tough on you because I let you get better and improve. You know, so just letting you know that and. Tell people where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you so they can support you or maybe even hire you. please.
I'm on all social media platforms as I am KYSTLEZ, all platforms. I am KSTLEZ.
Okay.
You can hit me up in my DMs. I don't have no number right now to give out.
All
right.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to bring on Mrs. LJ Thomas herself.
Hi.
Hey, LJ.
Hey, how
you doing?
Are you? I'm
Hello.
Good.
Doing great.
Hi, guys.
So,
hello.
Mom, you know, I call her Mom, everybody. I can tell you this lady is a master of all trades and a jack of all trades. I mean, she's great at copyrights, grant writing, web development, public relations, editing, publishing, production.
Well, I gotta get in touch with you.
Graphic, Mom,
yes,
what nuts you don't do? But don't let me tell your story. This is the opportunity for you as a woman of business, to let people know what you got going on for us to honor you. So introduce yourself to everyone. Tell them who you are, what you do, where you're from. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Hey, Maddie. Hey, Jeff. Hey, K-Style. Hello to all the listeners.
Hello.
I am Maddie. We do need to talk.
Hello, everyone.
I have a Maddie here with me. She's my production assistant, and I want you to talk to her later. But I'm going to tell you about me right now. I am the owner and founder of the Purely Positive Network, which has a show where we spotlight positive people doing positive things for a positive community. I am about to start another show around June or July, which is going to focus on the arts. That means anyone who does visual art, music, writing, instrument, whatever it is. And that show will be an exposure show, so people will come on for a fee. But what I have going on right now is I have a business associate who is launching a technology app called Custom Cuts Mobile and Custom Cuts Beauty Mobile. That app will be available by this time next week on Android, and then the week after on iOS. I did his financial projections for him.
What's that app about? Yeah, exactly.
That app is, okay, let me say it this way. You know what Uber did for taxis and ride sharing? Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. This app is going to do the same thing for hair care. What this app
no, get
does.
No, get into it, though. Get into it. I need more information.
Let's talk. She's
it's
out to gonna
allow
each other.
It's going to allow
excuse me.
That's all right. When you download the app, it's going to allow you to set up a profile, put in your payment information, and you can book a service, hair care, nails, lashes, massage, whatever it is that you need in the beauty and personal care industry, and the provider comes to you, provided that you're in a safe location. Now, what that means is no more going to the barbershop, if you're a guy, to get your hair cut and they double booked and you got to wait for an hour or whatever it is to wait on somebody to cut your hair. What that means is the provider comes to your home, they provide the service, they cut your hair, you are the center of attention, so you get that elite customer service experience, and you pay for everything via the app. Tips, ratings, all of that. It's all done in the app. And the good thing about it is we're COVID screening everybody, clients as well as the providers, because we want to be safe. We have licensed professionals. We have three tiers of the professionals. No novice. We are even partnering with some businesses, schools, to make sure that our people are trained well. We will be moving towards a curriculum at some point because we're just launching. It's going to take a couple years for that. And all of this is the brainchild of a gentleman in Denver, Colorado. His name is Greg Delaney, and his partner, Mark Miller. No, not Mark, I'm sorry, but Greg Delaney. And he said it was a logical progression. He said, you know, with COVID happening, people are scared about going to places to get services like this done. So we were doing it before COVID.
So that's
but
what you've been doing all
happened,
these years. I know you hinted at me, but you couldn't discuss it because of the NDA.
Exactly.
But I knew you were talking to, you know, you revealed
exactly
what you did. So, wow. Exactly. Time, man. I was like, it's been almost 3 years. Wow, I'm impressed.
I know.
Go ahead, Mom. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we've been working on it. We got the app developed and everything, and we're ready to roll it out. And I'm excited about it, but that means I got to go to Denver. But aside from that, you know, I'm super excited about it because, like you said, I've been working on this for a while. This has been my heart and soul. And on top of that, here's the new thing. On top of that, I'm starting a nonprofit called Purely Positive Impacts, which will focus on literacy for children because children are graduating from high school and they can barely read on a sixth grade level. So we got to fix that because how can we get this country back to work and be better people if our kids can't read? So I've decided that I'm going to start a program. I'm working with an educational software company right now. We're ironing some things out for me to get the program up and running. And hopefully, what is this, April? This is April. Good Lord. This is April. So hopefully I will have everything solidified and where I want it to be before school starts next year. So I'm taking the summer to really go hard on it. But it's going
that
to be the business
dope
already. Thank you. Thank you. The
that
business
sounds
is
dope,
already.
And I'm proud of you, man. That's dope. That,
thank
that
you.
That sounds pretty cool, man. It's a real.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm proud of you, Mom. And
thank
yeah,
you.
I call her Mom.
Thank you.
And you know, you know, you got my full support. Like you always give me yours.
I know. I'm gonna be calling you. I know. I'm gonna be calling you.
I'm
gonna have to wait.
I met her on this show. Well, 6 years ago, I met her. You know, I started this episode a long time ago. And I forgot how did you wind up being a guest on my show? Who reached out to you, Mom? I forget.
Karen Neal, I called on to support her.
Okay.
And
oh yeah, okay.
And we you said you wanted to write a book, hint hint. And
oh yeah. I've been writing my book ever since.
Yo, what is it though? Sorry, what does hint hint mean? What does that mean?
That's exactly.
No, I know what it means, but what does it mean in this particular situation?
In this particular instance,
Maddie,
it
I should have been in. We gave deadlines.
Okay. I decline. Go ahead, baby. I decline.
Uh huh.
Go ahead.
So he knows what hint hint means. He knows. You know how moms have those little.
Oh, I know he does.
They give to their kids.
Does. But I am the manager. I need to know what hint hint means. Anyway,
well, tell Matt, give him my number and call me. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
There you go. See? Easy. Easy peasy.
And so,
but those are the things I'm working on. What? And I'm easy to work with, too, really.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about Mom. She's an adept listener, and she really – she goes about things. She reminds me of someone who has an MBA. She's got that type of work ethic. That type.
Oh, you
could
tell she's way smarter than
you,
OG. You could tell.
I mean, she. Everyone I know, people I know got certain credentials. They all have a certain mode, a pattern that you could tell that is true. Now you could tell some of it by certain red flags.
100%.
Mom exhibits 100%. The same traits that. All the professionals I work with, they got that type of training, discipline, and education. You know, it's the same format. And I can tell you this, that I have never, ever consulted her on any matter in which her advice did not either bear fruit, gave me the necessary input in which I can make the right decision where I was moving, left or right. I can't say that about everybody, but about
thank
her, I
you.
Can.
Yeah,
I guess
no
I'm going to be surprised. I guess.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I remember we went down Atlanta to visit, and I love some Southern fried chicken. she don't like the Met fried chicken though, so we had to go out and buy it. but she made everything else. Hey Mom, so you brought a couple of your friends here today. Who's the first person? And I see the phones are lit up. The number of calls is 347-633-9588. We encourage anyone, especially women, to call in and share your story. And men, if your woman doesn't want to call in, you know a woman that should be worthy, they all should be worthy to be praised, call in and promote her and what she's doing, or just say you want to acknowledge her for being the queen that she is. You know, that's the purpose. Let women know that they are appreciated, you know, and not be appreciated, but appreciated. We got a female vice president of color, okay, Indian and African American. Come on. That's cause to celebrate, you know.
Right.
I mean, we put all kinds of barriers, gender, race, you know. So let's keep this ball moving, you know what I mean, bouncing around. So who's your first friend that I'm bringing on with air code 5401? Who's that, Mom?
Her name is Takesha Wade. Her number is
5401.
You got it. Okay, good. Okay. But
Takesha Wade.
She does.
How did you meet her? Tell us her how you met her. Don't care what she does.
I met her because even though I'm a grant writer, I hired somebody else to write the grant for my nonprofit because I
let her tell the let her tell the name. Sorry, man. Right, I didn't get the name.
Maddie,
Takesha Wade.
Takesha Wade.
Okay, cool.
Takesha Wade. And I met her because the individual who I hired as a grant writer, she is an international business strategist. And she does government contracts in addition to that. And she and I do a show on Clubhouse called Two Sisters Talking twice a month, every other Sunday, second and fourth Sundays. And she introduced me to Takesha, who has a magazine, among other things, and she and I are working together on that, but she does a whole lot more than that.
What kind
of
magazine?
I told her about this. I'm going to let her tell you.
What kind of,
Okay. I'm going to let her tell you.
All right. Okay, that's true. That's good.
Go ahead, bring on.
So, Mom, what's your experience with Clubhouse? At first, I wasn't too keen on it because I was like, here go a bunch of people being pompous, crowding up, and if you don't, I mean, it kind of got classes when you're on stage or off stage, but I met some great, interesting people, so I'm starting to like it more and more. I haven't yet to do my own room, but every time I go into the room, you know, people take notes when I speak. What's your take on Clubhouse?
Well, number one, I think it's the Wild Wild West, but even though that's the case, you can not only meet notable and interesting people that you can work with, because I've met several there, but I also think it's a great platform. I think it's a great way for people to be able to get to know other people. For instance, I never would have met this woman called Barbara Heller, who has an award-winning song and video that's posted on YouTube. She's won like 3 awards for the song already because it's talking about people being positive and valuing themselves. And so I was introduced to her, and I did an interview with her on my show, Purely Positive Show. And she's a friend, but I never would have met her if it hadn't been for Clubhouse.
Okay. You know what killed me? They say you were not supposed to mention Clubhouse and the DMs, all that. Are you going to get benched? Shut up. You know, I said, oh, well, then I guess I won't be using it. It kills me. People act so they need something that, if you need something that bad that you're afraid to offend it, then it's not good for you. You know? I go on Facebook jail. I just got on Facebook jail. I don't care about that. I refuse that social media platform to make me need it that bad that I'm going to kiss his butt. I'm sorry. I don't care. So.
Yeah, well, if I really want to get at you, I'll just get your email address and email you. And if I really, really, really want to get at you, I'll find somebody who has your number and I'll call.
Exactly. And there's so many other social media apps, so if I can't get you one, I'll get you another one. Basically, I'm trying to say, people, don't let these people, none of these apps control you. None of these, especially social media apps, don't let none of them control you, because We need to really socialize in person. Yeah, we got COVID pandemic. Well, go get your shots. I got mine.
100%.
Okay.
You got
mine. And I moved.
Yeah,
and I moved too, Mac, so you owe me a visit.
Okay. We'll talk about that. I got you, Mom. All right, let's bring on Miss Katisha Wade. She's been waiting patiently. Hello, Miss Wade. How are you doing today? Welcome to Top Star Hip Hop Radio Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and a special episode, One in Business. So what is your business? Tell us about
Hi.
You, ma'am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be on here. Thanks, LJ. I appreciate y'all. So, yes, I am Takesha. I go by Coach Keisha. I'm an international certified life coach and specialize in relationship coaching, men's empowerment, and leadership coaching. And my business is that, coaching and also Christian counselor. Right now, the biggest thing that I'm really, truly working on is, like LJ stated, my magazine. Issue 2 has came out about a week or so ago, and it's called He, H.E. Magazine. So you have GQ. So GQ is for the Hollywood man, but He's Empowered Magazine is a men's magazine for the everyday man. And so,
I'm interested. Can you get me off the booze if you're late?
But yeah, I'm gonna be in the two. I'm more like a Hollywood, but I can be regular.
No, that sounds dope, girl. That sounds dope. Yeah.
But continue. Got
really
more.
Cool.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I would love to have you all. But yeah, the He magazine is gravitating towards positivity in the men's community. Talk about, you know, there is no good men out here, or men do this, men. You know, we always have opportunities for women, but we don't have the opportunities for men. We don't shed as much positivity on a man's role in life. So this is what my magazine is about.
Can you be my fourth wife, please? No, I mean it, man. This is like, I've never heard a woman talk like this. It's beautiful. It's actually cool.
That's what we need.
And explains why she's a life coach.
Yeah.
And you have to go ahead with me.
Straight up. Anyways, continue. Sorry, friend.
And so I consider He Magazine as my Adam. And then I switched it over a little bit, and I said, you know what? We need an Eve. We need a woman to be beside the man He. So my project soon, See Magazine. So I just have a lot in store. I even have a nonprofit that I'm focusing on right now that I'm working with a couple of individuals focusing on emotional abuse and narcissistic abuse. And my nonprofit for this as such is not only for women, it's for men also, because men need support when it comes to emotional abuse as well. And physical abuse. I want men to have a safe space as well as women. So,
we're not allowed to talk about emotions, and we can never say we're being physically abused. We're supposed to be the stronger sex, but a lot of that does occur. I commend you on bringing that up to light.
So
a lot of men
won't
admit it, but it's very real, you know.
Yeah, my last wife used to throw glass at me, man.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
Like I really appreciate what you're doing. Like, actually, what I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're talking about is, like, honestly, yo, men like me and OG, I don't know what he's been through, but you kind of feel like, yo, you're kind of a pussy if you actually speak up. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you mean, language, man? This is not bad. Come on.
But watch your language, Maddie. You heard what I said.
No. But what I'm trying to say is that, guys get beat up as much as women do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
We get a lot of verbal abuse, too, because, you know, we can yell at, and you get hit. You better not hit back because, like, oh, you're...
Yo, you can't hit back, right?
You're
going to jail. You're going to jail.
You're supposed to be take the higher ground.
Right.
Yeah. So, but still, you get jabbed in the eye and you get glass in your foot.
Oh, yeah. Certain women take advantage of that, too.
You know how much I piss you off, OG?
But I'm not here to
imagine how much I piss off all these girls.
Maddie, let her talk, please, Maddie. Let her talk.
Yeah, no, I'm going with her. I'm just telling her that I appreciate her. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, okay, we got that. Go ahead, Miss Keisha. Don't worry, me and Maddie do this all the time. This is part of
it's
the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
he feels safe in this space, so I understand. I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, Kitty.
So, that's my upcoming things that I'm doing, projects, et cetera. I'm also a singer and a songwriter. I also host the Coach Experience Show. It's a talk show and an educational show that I coach and bring real talk to the table. You know, we always have that we dance around or pit-pat around. We talk about sex. We talk about everything. I'm not going to pity-pat around just because we love God doesn't mean that we can't be ourselves, you know. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, since you said that, go ahead, Maddie. No. Hey, I got a proposition for you. What kind of music do you sing?
Mostly R&B, gospel, but my song is out of language. It's more so R&B, soft soul, kind of.
Okay, did mom tell you
she has
who
a nice
I am
voice
what I do?
Too.
Did mom tell you what I do? Did she tell you a little bit about me?
She gave me a little bit.
No.
She gave me some. That's a little bit.
Okay. When you get a chance, I want you to Google me. Google Mac Drama, and I don't mean to impress you, but it's going to blow your mind because I am a factor in certain segments of music. So I'm gonna make a deal with you. If you could get me and Maddie in your magazine, I'll get you some music placed. I'm signed with Sony Orchard, and I'll get some music out there.
Oh, so my girl, too. We'll get you double Sony Orchard.
Can
we'll
we
get
do that?
You double Sony Orchard.
Yeah.
Okay. We're reading this live on air, Mom. You're witness. You know, this show goes all around the world. Matter of fact, I always pause to look at the analytics. Let me look at it. I love this part of the show. Hey, Mom, I don't know if you haven't looked at the analytics in a while, but, we are just making waves. I'm no longer on Spotify. Some hater did something. Instead of just hating that episode, they took down everything. And at first, it messed with analytics, but we're still bouncing. We bounce back because a lot of people use Spotify. But currently, let me go here. I like giving a shout out. Our main supporters are in Germany, Ukraine, then the United States, Canada, then the UK, and around the world. So the only places we are not broadcasting is Iceland, Bolivia, what's that? Suriname, a few countries in Central Africa, Tibet, and Micronesia. We are in China. We are in Russia. Mm-hmm. We are in Saudi Arabia.
Did you say Micronesia, man?
Yes. you know, a bunch of islands north of Australia. Denmark. We're in all over Latin America. We are in Morocco. We are in Senegal, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Zambia, Angola, Botswana, South Africa, Zambia. I love Eastern Africa, Kenya. We are, it's amazing. And analytics are off the chart. And the main thing, Mom, most of the listeners tune in after the fact. This show's live, everybody. Let's record it. And then within like 20 minutes, once we terminate, it's sent to every major streaming site out there. And most people tune in after the fact. We got more content than everybody. I've been doing podcasts, people, since 2010. We got shows going back to 2014. So we got so much, ever since we started being distributed globally, the analytics, even on the past shows, are just astronomical. So, folks, this show is a place where you can be heard, showcased, and listened to. I just want to let everybody know. So, to everybody in Germany, danke schön, ich liebe Deutschland. All my friends in Russia, хорошо друг, чёрный товарищ. My friends in Paris, como ça va, je t'aime. Todo el mundo que está escuchando mi voz en España, de Portugal, y Latinoamérica, bienvenido. My people in Italia, Costa Fire. And all my Muslim brothers, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu Alaikum, the Filipinos, sakit na ulo ko, mahangita, and salamat, all the Chinese, ni hao mao, Lin Loi, to the beautiful Chinese lady, and everybody in the world. We just are grateful that you are here, and thank you. Now back to America. Now, Mrs. I'm American.
You stupid.
Now, Mrs. Sakit, is it Miss or Mrs. or Ms.?
Ooh, that's a question.
Sakita,
that's
Wade,
OG.
Is it Mrs.
That's OG
Wade,
for you.
Wade, or Ms.
Oh, okay, okay. I said you, sir. It's Miss. It's Miss. I'm married.
Okay, Mr. Ray. Okay, thank you. So now, Maddie, you cannot marry her.
Yes, I am not married. I'm a single woman, Miss.
Oh, you're not married. Oh, I thought you said you are Mrs. Oh, single.
See, why do you
yeah,
have
I'm
to say
ask
that?
If I think it was a question. That is good. Now, I'm gonna tell everybody. I say this live on air. You know they say you don't miss business with pleasure, but I disagree. I think the person who said that was just ugly.
Fuck OG, man. All right, excuse my language. I told you not to tell him that.
Miss Wood, I fit no. Miss Wade, I fit no. No. I break all what you expect. I'm not normal. I'm opposite. You think left, I think right. You think right, I think left. That's just my nature. And I say it how I feel it. I respect it, but sometimes I do need a filter, but I usually lack one. So, you know. But I respect.
Okay. And it's okay. You doing nothing but being you. That's what you're supposed to be.
So where are you located?
Right now, I'm currently in Virginia.
Okay.
So, yep. But I'm originally from Mississippi.
Okay. Well, speaking of Virginia, we just signed a major artist out of Richmond, Virginia, Artillery to God. And on 420, we released a single called Roll Up. He's currently in Italy. His wife is actually, she's in the military and they're based out there. And she serves the country faithfully. And he is a house husband over there helping out, and I like that. But he's making does a lot of music with a lot of European artists. For Artillery to God, this week he got signed to 1017 Bridge Squad, and we also signed the hot group SMB Young Five and Big All Star. They got a hot single called Sodom Gatlin that's to rave all over Texas, and they signed to a brand too. So we'll play their songs later on. But Miss Wade, I had a question. So when it comes to coaching, what does that entail? When being a life coach, so break that down to me.
Yeah, because
I meet a lot of people who do that, but I never been coached. But I never really got into the gifts. I can guess what it is, but I really don't know exactly what is involved.
Okay, so coaching. The definition of me is coaching is coaching you to become your greater self, to be the best version of yourself. To me, coaching is you're already operating in your greater self or your better, your best self, best of yourself. But sometimes individuals don't understand that or don't see that, and you have to have someone to actually see those blind spots. So that's what a coach does.
You're an A&R.
Basically, you're like a wife without the marriage.
There you go.
That's what a husband and wife are supposed to do for each other, right? I agree. So,
yes.
So I need a coach because I don't have a wife. So I'm going to have to hire you. Yes. Don't say nothing,
but
Mom.
Yes, that's what a coach does. Coach, yeah. And it helps. Coaching is it's actually a higher level than counseling, because you're doing the driving, and I'm you know, the passenger saying, okay, you're like, oh, ain't that a stop sign? Yes, it is. What do you want to do at this stop sign? Do you want to just sit here and look and wave? Or what you want to do at this stop sign? You know,
that's dope. That's a dope analogy, man.
Maddie, me and you, we don't stop at stop signs. You know that.
Yeah. No, we just like, what up? Yo, hit this beamer, man. Yeah, see what their insurance is about. No, that's dope. No, I like your analogy, hon. That was really cool.
Thank you. But yeah, that's what
I like your energy. And you got such a youthful spirit. I mean, you got like a giddy spirit about you. I like it. It's exciting.
Thank you.
I think you'll be a very great coach.
Yes, thank you so much. But yeah, I appreciate you so much.
No problem. How can we get in touch with you? Oh, of course, Mom. So how can we, for the people listening, how can they get in touch with you? How can they find you? Is there a website? Is there email, phone number, blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Okay. So, yes, my website is www.openarms with an S.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
www.openarms.
Connection. Without an S.
Would you shut the letter talk?
Open Arms Connection. Go ahead.
.com.
And
they can also contact me. You know, they can come to my Instagram page, DM me. My IG is Coach Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A.
Is that you with the bitch mouth? Who's that in the picture?
Are you looking at my IG?
No, I'm looking at the Power Yourself with Open Arms Connection. And there's a Asian girl and a Caucasian guy in the background and an African American woman in the foreground.
No, those are just whomever did the young lady that did my website.
Because I gotta say, you're gonna be my next wife, whoever that is.
Did you actually say there's a Caucasian in the fucking background? Man, lives matter too, man.
White lives matter.
All lives matter, Maddie.
You heard that at the bottom.
You know,
I
don't care about color.
Man, I love this fucking show. Oh.
Her site is nice. Hey, I like
it. OG told me not to swear in this show because there's very prominent women on here.
Yeah, normally
so,
if you call, if you come in, we're cussing each other out, man. Just so
but
you know,
OG, you're a fucking idiot, man.
Watch your language. I will keep watch your language.
What are you going to do? Take a plane flight, man. Come on. Get, come and get over here.
No, come on, man.
Come on, do it.
Be nice. All right. Well, you got a beautiful
site. And I'm Monday through Friday. Office number 8-5 is 601 area code 2070791, and that's my office number.
I'm filling out the contact sheet right now.
Okay.
My email. Okay. We're whistling. I can hear you whispering. Because the whistle was like, just mute your phone. My phone number. Okay. 2198 East Camelback Road. Okay. Subject. Coaching. It's me. Submit. I like your site. Wait a minute. It said something wrong. What did I do wrong? Oh, no, it went through. Okay, awesome.
I like this.
Who designed your website? I'm just curious.
A young lady named Maisha Burnett, she did my website. She, monitor it a little bit yearly to see what changes. But she does a really good job. Her name is Maisha.
I know the code, and I'm looking at how it's built. It's real nice. Wow.
Thank you.
Tell her she did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank
you. Well, I want to thank you for being our guest and coming on the show. Do you like the show so far? You like the vibe?
I love it. I love it. I mean, it caught my attention. I can tell you that. Y'all see how giddy I am. It's 10:30, so.
Okay. Well, I want you to come back next week and just tune into it, and you're going to see how we act. Not that we're not acting normally, but I am being a little bit conservative and more controlled than I normally am. Trust me.
Right. Come back.
I'm a self-made man, and when you're self-made, I do what I want, say what I want. Anybody don't like it, oh, well. But I'm being respectful because I need to be respectful because I shoot to women. It's not about me. So, but you'll
yeah, I'm proud of you, girl. I'm proud of you, girl.
And we have a lot of good time, okay? Are there any shout-outs you want to give?
I want to shout out to LJ, my baby. Really? Yeah.
Oh, shit,
Maisha, I want to give a shout out to Dr. T and to you all because y'all are great. Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you check out Mrs. Akisha Way and check out her Open Arms Connection, Open Arms Connection LLC. The site is www.openarmsconnection.com. And you'll hook up with her and say you heard about her here on Top 35 Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. We're going to take a musical we're going to play one song and then we're going to get all the calls. We're going to go down the line and we appreciate everybody for rocking with us. Let me see what song I'm going to pick. In fact, I'm going to play Roll Up by our new artist, Our Truly to God. Let's get it.
Cause when I'm sober, I be tripping. Sometimes I be distant. An antisocial mood is vicious. I think of my children and all the things that I can't get them. Got homies not living. Memories won't let me forget them. And shorty won't listen. Whenever she get in the feelings, we have a collision. On top of that, my city, Richmond, is really dependent. But this door to come off the hinges, I'm close for the kicking. But bruh, this ain't no easy mission. It's nothing but tension. And man, I ain't no damn magician. It's hard for the listen when the mind is close to submission, so give me forgiveness. If at times I'm showing an image that's out of position, too much stress on my vision, I need to roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up. Watch me split the cigar. I usually roll it up organic, but ran out of raws. Man, I'm so sick of this, goddammit, while whipping the car. I light it up for understanding, I'm numb to it all. But still be feeling like a cannon, I'm about to go off. But then my future might be damaged, my back to the wall. These circumstances got me sandwiched, still laughing it all. But I can't stop these awkward glances, I'm passing it, y'all. I'm just mad at it all, cause it's nothing but tension. And man, I ain't no damn magician, it's hard for the listen. When the mind is close to submissive, so give me forgiveness. If at times I'm showing the image that's out of position, too much stress on my vision, I need to roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, grind up my whole butt. It's time to smoke one. Roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up. I need to roll up, roll up, roll up.
Good world, live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical, 2Ks, no Cs. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyons, OG Mac Drama.
Yes, 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 everybody. This is Talk Therapy Radio, saluting women in business. We're back on the time. Hey, Mom. Mom, I like your friend. She's an awesome lady. Thank you for inviting her to be showcased. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. We work together quite well. So, yeah, awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So we're going to go down to some callers and see who the people are, what they have to say. And your second caller, what air code are they calling from? Mom?
I have 773.
Okay, that's not here yet. But hey, I got 646-238. You're live on Top Paper Radio, Power Talk World, GMAC Drama, and our quarterly episode of Woman in Business. Who we have on the phone? Caller 646-238. You can speak.
Oh, hello. Hello. How you doing? My name is D-Nasty Emo Truce. I'm an artist. I'm also just released from prison. So I'm trying
Welcome
to start
home.
A clothing line. And I'm also putting my music out there. Currently, I'm with United Masters. My Instagram is COISYENT. I just dropped some music out on United Masters. I got some merch going along with it. It's called Issy the Cloth. Right now I have joggers and hoodies, pre-orders.
Once you take down the email and send some of your music, and we'll listen to it and bring you on as a guest one day. How about that? That'd be a welcome home present. How long were you down for?
I just finished doing 10 and a half years. Right now, I've been home almost 8 months.
Okay, yes. Well, we're going to help you, man, so we don't want you to go, back in there, man. Whatever you did, you paid your dues, you did your time, you're back home. Now, it's time for you to let you be free, be a man, and so you can take care of any business, your family, what do you have to do. So we'll give as much support as we can. How you find out about the show?
A friend of mine in my neighborhood. He's a promoter, ABM 29
okay.
promoter on BSM.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's one of our street team leaders, and also when we out on the shows, you know, road manager. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So you're in New York then, right?
Yes, I'm in New York, Lower Manhattan. I'm from the Bronx though.
Okay.
I'm down with a group called Only Bosses Succeed. And, you know, the acronym is OBS, and we got the merch for that,
okay.
too. And on the other side of that, it's Official Block Shooters. That's the music group,
okay.
consists of three members. You know, baby, do rap.
So you enjoying the show? You like it?
Yes, I like the show. I like how y'all was bigging up the queens. You know, that made me think of my mom and the woman that was in my life holding me down while I was incarcerated. You know, letters, biggest,
keeping
the phone on.
There's too much of stuff that we do that brings them down, and we got to take time to let her know thank you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's always a little thing.
I think the homie's on here now. Let me bring him live so he comes up. 718-433, you're live.
What's going on, y'all? 1017.
What's up, man? This is your homie, bro.
Yeah, my homie right there. This is day one. What up?
Okay.
This
is my boy. I call him Snoop, but he also knows AJ.
Yeah.
This is my dog right here.
Yeah.
I like to tell a story how when I went out to Jersey to my sister's house, I had 15 minutes to get to, what was it, JFK or LaGuardia? JFK, right?
Yeah. Oh,
from North New Jersey. We got here, and I don't know how we did it. We had to go through Hoboken. Elizabeth,
Manhattan,
Staten Island, Brooklyn,
everywhere.
Man, we did it. And I did not miss my plane.
Yeah, five.
I mean, the tape go through tolls, all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
That was amazing, man. You remember that?
Yeah. I got you. I still got you, homie. You already know.
And check it out. He came all the way from Manhattan to pick me up, and I was cussing him out. I said, man, you want me? I said, I can't depend on black people. I just told you I had to be there at like 2 hours early when he got there. He was like, I'm leaving now. I said, man, I'm a Mississippi. Yeah. Remember, I was cussing you up the whole way, remember?
Traffic.
Yeah, but we made it, man. That should be what That was supernatural. You got to admit, bro. It was supernatural.
Yeah, it was all good. Good vibes, everything.
Yeah, but anyway, I appreciate you for bringing the homie on and gracing our show, man. How you like? I like in this episode. You know, we do this every quarter. We honor women in business. How you feeling the vibe, bro?
Vibe good. Mm-hmm. I like it. Or it's something new. Mm-hmm. Something new for the show. For
okay.
Me. I like that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Do me a favor. Give the brother my email so we can chop it up and we'll pick a day on the calendar and have him come back as a guest, all right, him and his people.
That's not a problem at all.
Number one, because he's your people, and number two, because you just came home. You know, I like to do whatever I can to keep people from going back behind that wall, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And he's doing something positive, so let's try to promote it. He could be out there doing whatever he did to go to prison, or, you know, if he didn't, I don't know if he gets it up, but you know what I mean? But
we got goals. We got goals, objective. Like OBS is a movement. It's more than music. You know, it's fashion, it's culture, it's hip hop. You know, it's like and mm-hmm. like with us, it's the essence. You know, a lot of I'm not gonna say, you know, or like try to disrespect a lot of artists, but you know, where I come from, they tapping, and I don't want people to take the shooters like on some negatives, like with the drill. But you know, my music is real, and most people could relate because I'm telling my story from behind the wall, before the wall, life after the wall, you know, and my rap shoot and everything speak for itself. So, like, when we say shoot, like, that's our code word when we in the studio. When we tell an engineer to shoot, that means to record or, like, let's go. So, like, you know,
I'm a real OG, brother.
I did my homework. You know, but like for the listeners, some people, you know, they said it's ladies. So, you know, some people they get turned off by certain words or certain imagery or even certain visuals. You know, I really like my first song I came home with is Street Sweet Dreams. You know, I had 20 years. You know, I had to study the law. You know, no pay lawyer. You know, I had to learn from the OGs, the terminology, and I got a reversal and was able to come back in half of that time without talent. You know, sacrificing nothing, you know, coming out. And I can
walk That's commendable. That's commendable.
You know, so it's like,
how come all you brothers in New York sound alike? I can't, y'all some bad stuff, y'all all you sound like half my homies.
Yeah, you know, and then it's
we sound alike to y'all too. You know what, hey, y'all, check this out. Some lady told me that I sound like Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor.
Yeah, it'd be the voice and it's the accent. Like me, for me, I love the Southern drawl. Like Southern women, like how they talk and everything. You know, because I travel. You know.
Oh yeah, the young lady that's on there, she had that little Southern
she's from the DMV area.
I wanted to flirt hard with her, but I had to be respectful.
You know, so
my mom is still on the phone. Hey, mom.
Hey.
Hey, mom. How you doing?
Hey, mom. You know I'm gonna ask you about her later offline.
I know.
You know.
We got 9 minutes left, so I'm gonna take this next caller real quick. I'm gonna go over to it. I got
all right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Hey, don't go to where I want to get some of your social media tags real quick. Hey, caller 936-221. You're live on Pop Sorry Pop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, special episode, Woman of Business. Who do we have on the phone?
K Styles.
Oh, that's you, duh. I didn't recognize your number.
What's up, bro? Hey, what's up, baby girl? How are you?
Kay Styles is down in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Wait, no, I'm not.
Wait, no, you're in Austin.
Yeah, man.
It's all looks the same to me. Where you at in Texas?
It ain't the same. They like 4 or 5 hours apart.
Where you at in Texas? God.
I'm in Dallas.
Dallas, Houston. Dallas and Houston looking like, come on, give me a break, please.
They rose raggedy in Houston.
Yeah, but Dallas has, man, they got the finest ladies. Hey, y'all, let me tell you something. and this is not off color. I went to a wedding. A cousin of mine got married down in Dallas, and so I was exploring down there. I'd been in years. So I had to go back in the day when I was doing some crazy stuff across the border. And so I went down there, and I went to a club, and it was all women inside. And I said, is this a lesbian club? And no lie, every woman in there was a 10. I said, this got to be a lesbian club. Why didn't we? It wasn't. I mean, I have never been in my life except in, I guess I have, up in Vancouver, Canada. They got these, I mean, you go there, man, the women are all dime pieces. Every woman in this place, no matter the race, was gorgeous. I couldn't believe it. I said, no, this can't be true. And then one girl said, oh, man, this is normal here in Dallas. So, yeah, they got some beautiful women out there, man. And they vowed it. Got jobs, got their own houses, cars, you know. They're not trying to be gold diggers. They're women doing, take command of their own destiny. Not that all women are gold diggers, you know, that's a negative connotation, but, you know, I'm just saying. Let me shut up. Quit while my head. So, anybody, let's start off with you, Maddie. Give your social media handles, and then I'll be the last, and then we'll end the show. Maddie, give your social media handles. Maddie.
I think they hung up.
No, he's there, Maddie. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got mute. MattyManagement, Maddie Management, everything.
What platform? On everything. Okay.
On
Maddie,
everything.
Maddie Management. Okay.
On everything.
All right.
Hey, yeah, one word.
Snoop, go ahead. Give all your social media handles where they can find you, your favorites. Hey, Snoop.
Oh, yo. What up?
Y'all just want to. Go ahead.
These are my favorites.
Yeah, no, your social media handle where people can reach out to you. Pick you
up. Oh, sorry about that, y'all. 1017ABM29. Also, Joseph Harris at Facebook. ABM 1017.
1017 ABM 1017 29. K Style.
KK.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up with y'all? What are y'all doing? Getting high? Damn.
You know it. You fucking know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, high for what?
That's what I'm saying. Where I came from, people were slow. We're like, what are you doing, smoking?
Oh, man. I'm telling
hey,
you.
Hey, put your shit in.
Take out.
It's a
virtual handle, please.
It has to be a virtual joint going on.
I am KYSTLEZIM K5.
Are you smoking weed today? Because you got all slow. Like you're not.
No, I don't smoke.
Did you eat some edibles like I did the other day?
No, but I got some kind of.
Hey, tell me what happened when I ate the 6 edibles. Who else that was?
It's the Messiah. But I got this pen, though. That's what it is. It's the pen.
Yo,
the pen
fuck. Baby girl, you have. Anyways, it's good hearing your voice, man. Okay, I love you.
Hey, brother, give us your social media handles, brother.
All right, it's CEOISY. ENT, and my on all music platforms is DNA STYEMOTRUCE. D Nasty Emo Truth.
Okay, Jeffrey Lake, my partner back in Los Angeles, West Coast, was crack lacking. What's your handle, brother?
On Twitter, Facebook, Twitter. It's Cards Cash Reward without the S. On Instagram and Facebook, it's Cards Cash Rewards, plural. If you really want to take a ride, my personal Twitter is Jeffrey Lakes, at Jeffrey Lakes, JeffreyLakes.
And what's the website?
CardsCashRewards.com. And
It's also .net and .io.
Okay, that all covers. All right, Mom, LJ, social media handles,
yeah,
website information, if you please.
I can be found at purelypositiveshow.com, purelypositiveshow at gmail.com, purelypositiveshow on Facebook, on Instagram, and on LinkedIn.
All right.
Oh, and Azorail, Asoral, the number 2, on Twitter.
There you go. And folks, you can just Google Mac Drama or OG Mac Drama. You go to my 2 Google verified pages, and they will give you links to every and each of all my official social media sites, and also to all the various websites that I operate, control, manage, or have a say so in. This has been Talk Right Pop Radio. This has been our, what episode is this? I forget. Let me go a little bit up again. I know we're upstairs somewhere. I want to thank everybody who joined in. We appreciate you. And this is, what is this? Episode information. Let me go right here. Hold on. This is our 121st episode, 14th season, and I thank everybody for joining in. As soon as I terminate the show, give it about 20 minutes, and you can find it on every major platform, every podcast app out there, including iTunes, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Deezer, you name it, except for Comcast, Spotify. Mom, I'm going to hang up on you because I got a crush right now, okay, because I'm with you here.
Okay.
I love you. I'm going to hang up.
Love
hang
you, too.
Up. Spotify, you can eat a dick. All right, we're done. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Go on.